I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
What? Say you don't smoke? Well, some health officials say the level of air quality hanging over us is at a range similar to smoking half a pack of cigarettes a day. And they're hanging it on the wildfire smoke Ryan just mentioned coming out of Canada. And guess what? We're not going to be out of this until sometime Thursday, everybody. And so that's where we begin our news on this hazy Tuesday. Mary Lynn Buckley leading the broadcast with Puff Puff Pass Pass, whether you like it or not.
As the wildfire smoke is creating a haze over the city, doctors say it's just as dangerous as lighting a cigarette.
Try to, you know, wear the mask. Try to stay in the house.
Dr. Patty is a pulmonologist at Maimonides Hospital. He's warning people even short-term exposure can aggravate your lungs.
Long story short, it's very dangerous, and it is very true that it is equivalent to smoking, you know, at least a quarter pack of cigarettes, if not more.
He says he's seeing more emergency room visits, and the best way to avoid this is staying indoors with your windows shut. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Also today, we got a follow-up to that news out of Harlem concerning Legionnaires. You already know two people have died, close to 60 others sickened. Well, today, officials pinpointed the zip codes that are suspect, and they're working with the owners of the buildings in question to mitigate the problem.
The 11 cooling towers that tested positive have been disinfected, Acting Health Commissioner Michelle Morse.
The remediation includes actually disinfecting the cooling towers which impacts the water within the cooling towers.
I imagine the 11 that tested positive, they'll probably come back and test those again.
Attorney Jory Lang is representing two people with Legionnaires, and they plan to sue with whichever building is identified as the source.
We represent a gentleman in his 40s. We represent a lady in her 50s. One of our clients was hospitalized for multiple days.
He says building owners can do more to treat the water in those towers. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news, it was a little one, but still, the second earthquake to rock New Jersey just days after a 3.0 happened today. The USGS said a 2.7 magnitude quake struck near Hillside. That's about 65 miles outside Trenton around noon today. They felt it in Brooklyn and in Newark. One person says she felt it as far north as Little Rest, which is near Poughkeepsie. People have been calling in here. You hear about the earthquake? I'm like, oh, please. We had a bigger earthquake. I guess the other day Kyle came in here eating bean burrito. Anyway, Bergen County Executive Tim Tedesco issued a statement saying, we're aware of it. We know it happened. Nobody's hurt. No damage to report. Yada, yada. They are monitoring, and hopefully we won't get another one. Mirror, mirror on the wall, where's the greenest block of all? In Brooklyn, the results of the contests for the prettiest and greenest block in the borough is settled.
The honor bestowed by Brooklyn Botanic Garden President Adrian Benepe.
The 2025 greenest block in Brooklyn winner, Eastern Parkway, between Franklin and Bedford Avenue.
A busy stretch with cars whizzing by, an unlikely candidate.
The blocks that have won in the past have been residential streets with 1 to 4 family homes.
This block of renters rolled up their sleeves and got their hands dirty with the help of organizers. Organizer Anna DeLeon.
And now when we see each other in the street, we can say hi. How are you? It's a different feel, a different energy.
With an herb garden, multiple planters, and upcycled furniture so people can sit and enjoy the view. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Crown Heights.
On Long Island, they're trying to identify the lady whose body was found inside a boat docked off Montauk. Suffolk County homicide detectives got that call about 4 o'clock this morning of a star right there off Star Island Road. Not clear how long the remains had been there. The woman's cause and manner of death have yet to be determined. They didn't release anything else about the boat or the deceased. An investigation is ongoing. They're one win away. Oh, their little butts are going to be famous. Everybody's talking about the St. James Smithtown 12 and up baseball team. That's one win away from going to the big one, the Little League World Series in Williamsport. Oh, I love it when we do these stories. Uplifting our kids. Glenn Chuck pulled the short straw and got to do it today.
I caught up with the manager of St. James Smithtown, Scott Santelli. How does he describe this experience?
But no, this whole thing is awesome.
He says the boys are trying to fight off nerves, realizing now they're famous, They've been on ESPN a couple of times. Santelli tells me they're just great kids.
You know, they're the I always say they're the nicest kids that I've ever been around.
Who's got the ball to start, can you say?
Yeah, Jeremy's going to get the ball. Jeremy's our ace. He's been our ace for 2 years now, and I don't mind saying that Jeremy is going to get the ball, which makes my decision. I could sleep for 3 nights without thinking who I'm going to pitch.
Jeremy is Jeremy Katz, their ace. Ryan Delgado, Kevin Mora also could pitch in the game of their lives. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM.
All right, guys. The next game is Friday against Fairfield National, which is an awesome team, too, out of New Jersey. The winner advances to the series after that. It's been referred to as liquid gold, but it's stirring up a little controversy because an ice cream company here in the city wants to use breast milk in one of its flavors.
Move over, mint chocolate chip. Chuck that chunky monkey. There's a new breast milk ice cream in town.
Donate their breast milk and then you make ice cream?
Okay, to be clear, it's not really made of human breast milk. The flavor of the ice cream is just supposed to taste like it. Now, if you haven't had it since you were a baby or never at all, it's described as sweet, a little salty, smooth, with hints of honey and sprinkles of colostrum. So do people really want to try it?
More of like an intellectual curiosity than an actual like hunger for it.
Their slogan, just like mom used to make.
Wins family, if you all think I'm stupid enough on this radio station with millions of folks listening to make any kind of comment whatsoever about that, you'll be waiting for a long time. Babies, I've got goldfish at the house that I need to feed. I need this job. Put the story down and walk away. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.